There's a big parcel of water up for grabs in the Barwon-Darling River being sold by a group of farming families. CBRE Group is handling the sale. They won't give any details about who the vendors are, and there's a pretty strong sense that they're looking to sell the water to either the government or conservation groups. Agribusiness agent Danny Thomas told Sally Bryant it's a significant parcel of water.
In excess of 30,000 megalitres of water in the Barwon-Darling system, most of it's Class B. There's a hierarchy of licences in the river. So Class A is a higher security licence. Class B has a whole lot of rules around it that involve certain flow rates on the river before that can be pumped. And Class C is the next one down again, and there'd be a significantly higher flow of water, if you like, for a Class C licence.
When was the decision taken to sell this water?
Fairly recently. The families have been observing with interest a whole lot of commentary around, you know, all of the reasons for the river being in the state that it's presently in. Some of that commentary says that, you know, people like them are part of the problem, and so if indeed they are part of the problem, those that want to proactively return water to the river have got an opportunity to do so now, because they're waving a flag and saying that they're out there, these things are available for sale if they desire to buy them.
The release, or the information I have here, says that several cotton farming families are involved. Can you tell me how many farming families are involved?
Oh, three or four.
Can you tell me what part of the river they're from?
No, they're just all along the river. So the water doesn't really have a geographic location. It's just in as part of the system.
And, of course, that water can be traded out of that valley, can't it?
Well, I think it's part of the Southern Connected system. I don't profess to be an expert on the trading rules. Other people are. But, you know, just to reiterate, you know, the opportunity for someone, be that government, a conservation group, you know, a high net worth that wants to, you know, do something good for the community, the opportunity there is for people to buy those at a level of value which incentivises the vendors to no longer grow cotton. So, you know, there's been other deals done like this. There's very few of those that are done as openly and transparently as this is. You know, this is available for sale, and we'd welcome all interest.
So what's, do you see the process being from here? Do you think it is a lay-down mazare, that it will either be an environmental group or the government that will buy this, or do you think that there'll be interest from other possibly prospective irrigators?
Oh, I don't have a fixed view about who would be interested. You know, it's a rare offering. I don't say it's a unique offering, but the quantum of water of that licensed volume in that system, you know, I certainly can't think of a higher volume of water. There may be held by one or two individuals, but there may be somebody that comes out of the market that sees that they can put that to an economic use, growing a high-value crop. At the end of the day, the vendors will make a decision about whether or not they'll sell based on whether or not they think they're being appropriately remunerated to no longer irrigate their land.
But this is happening at a time when nobody's irrigating their land, isn't it? So it is effectively selling water that doesn't, well, at the moment, it doesn't exist.
Well, it certainly does exist. It's a perpetual right to take water when it's available. So none of that's new. You know, what we're selling is a water entitlement. You're entitled to take the water when there is allocation available.
And is it unusual to see more than one family group combine together to sell their water entitlement in like a lump sum?
Look, I can't think of a time when you've had groups banding together to sell water, but you see it in property very regularly. People who have properties that adjoin that believe that they'll get a higher level of value for both of the parts or the several parts together than they will apart. That happens all the time, so it makes perfect sense that, you know, make this attractive, make it an efficient transaction for whoever might seem to buy it, that the vendors would band together here as well.
There has been speculation, obviously not confirmed, that one of the farmers selling their water entitlements is Peter Harris. Does it surprise you that that's being speculated?
Oh, people will ruminate and speculate and interpolate and do all sorts of things when, you know, significant lumps of water are available in the market. I'm not going to make any comment about whose water it is. I've been expressly instructed not to. So the long and the short of it is, people can worry about those things and who the vendors may or may not be, or they can participate in the sale, and I'd encourage them to do the latter.
But ultimately, the ownership of that water will become evident, you know, once the deal has been done?
So you say.
Well, you would have to think so, wouldn't you?
Well, not normally, no. Not unless there's a requirement for whoever buys it to disclose it, in which case I'd have to ask the vendors for their permission. So,
I find that really interesting, that it could be common knowledge that somebody owns a water licence, but then they could sell it and not be required to disclose that they've sold it?
I can't think of what reason anybody would have to disclose whether they own it in the first place.
Even if they're somebody who is facing legal charges surrounding, you know, alleged misuse of water?
Oh, I've got no comment to make about any allegations against Mr. Harris.
Where does it stand as far as CBRE is concerned? What level of inquiry have you had so far about this parcel of water? When did you first announce that it was coming on the market?
We had some soft soundings around the election, and then, you know, water got highly politicised. Now that we've got some certainty post-election, we've decided to take this public and welcome interest.
So are you getting much interest?
We only started the day and the phone's been ringing hot.
Danny Thomas is Regional Director of CBRE Agriculture. He was speaking there to Sally Bryant.